Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on This Week in America is Gail Redfern, back with us on the program, author of Ayurveda Demystified. Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old Sanskrit science of health. Western science soon saw that the power and value, especially when personal health is combined with Ayurveda and Western science. Now, during her many years as a health consultant and psychic, Gail helped individuals create balance in their lives. She earned a Master of Arts in Holistic Health to help her learn how to recognize the personal triggers for illness and chaos, which are the keys to healthy living, and discovering how easily Ayurveda brings balance and unity into one's life. Gail went beyond her private consultations to develop and teach workshops and seminars. These were designed to help people understand the basics of this science of life. Currently, she has published 4 books: Inner Bridges, Opening Your Connections to Inner Peace and Harmony, Within and Beyond the Connection, Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections, and Ayurveda Demystified for Optimum Western Living, the topic of today's program. We welcome back to our show, Gail Redfern. Gail, a pleasure to have you with us. Interesting topic today. Great to have you back with us on the program.
Good to be here. The topic is interesting and is applicable.
It really is, and it helps so many people. I want to start with when you first learned about this. This, I mentioned, 5,000 years old. When did you first find out about this?
Not 5 years, you know, closer to 5,000 years. I'll tell you that. I was studying different forms of science for quite some time. My curiosity got the better of me. And I ran into, and that run is a cliche, ran into this science from India, Ayurveda. And I found so much knowledge that I just kept going all this time.
And the result,
so I'd say 10,000 years ago, 10 years. Yeah, 10 years ago, I started.
With this knowledge, you've been able to help so many people, and this was sort of, you had to learn a different language. There's so much that goes into this, and you've been able to sort of do a translation and make it understandable for all of us. I know the 3 general types of energy, something that you've been able to come up with and help people with. What are the 3 general types of energy that we're dealing with Ayurveda?
If you look at the names in Hindu, they're Vata, Pitta, Kapha. In Western language, it's movement, storage, and they are just the equal. What they are, it's just the way the energy moves through our body. And we all have the energy. We just tend to forget that it's there and how to apply it.
Yeah, you've got movement, processing, and storage. Talk about those, how important they are, and how they work for us.
We have 3 systems in our body. And that's the movement, process, and storage. That translates to Vata, Pitta, Kapha. And one is all the energy in our body that we have. And we all have the movements, processing food, for example. And we go through and process it that way. But we also pick it up and translate it into language that the native language, their language, understands it, and we understand it now with that simple translation. Because we have to have stuff processed in our body.
Yeah, we're talking about movement, processing, and storage. Talk about the importance of those and how they really work, if we use them effectively, work to make a better life for us.
If you look at scientific science, it goes back a long time. And a scientific doctor will go into the body and handle or manage what's not well. Whereas we can do it ourselves with the three systems. And all we have to do is look at them and say, okay, figure out how to identify what is going wrong or good in your body. And then you can adapt that and acknowledge it. And that is what's important, is because we can do it ourselves. And that's what I love the joy of, is that self.
And you break all this down for us. The title of the book is appropriate. It's Ayurveda Demystified. People have been trying to study this, and like I say, it's a different language, it's a different philosophy. Gail has gone through and brought this down into terms that we can understand, so we can apply it to our lives. Ayurveda, by the way, if you're looking for that, is Ayurveda, Demystified. The author, our guest, is Gail Redfern, back with us on the program. Her website is Living Holistically, WHOLISTICALLY.com. I'll give you that several times throughout the program. We have the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, so you can go directly there and get information on this book. The book is receiving excellent reviews. It is helping so many people. Gail, this helps you recognize animal links that are associated. You've got snakes, frogs, swans. Talk about that relationship with recognizing animal links.
The animal links are included. If you look at the energies, we've got the three energies in our body that we have to have. We have to have the processing, which is the snake. We have all the moles are in there, and the frogs and the hoppers. And if you look at the main energy that we have in our body, it's a frog. It's pops. And that's why we've got the swan is storage of all our good health that we have. And we just have it that old. The Vata Pitta Kapha is what Hindu are. So we can put it in their names. And why they're important is we have the three in our body. And when you look at that, you then say, oh, that person has a lot of snake energy. And that is actually a lot of the processing that goes on in the body. And you like it or not, some people have a lot of snake processing.
Gail Redfern, our guest on the program, talking about her book, Ayurveda Demystified for Optimum Western Living, the book available at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, the usual places. Her website is livingholistically.com. What should we do with this knowledge? What is, once we get this knowledge, once we pick up your book and we're given this information, what will this do? How do we use it, and what will it do for us?
The first step is, you don't feel well, acknowledge the part of your body that is not without absorbing that. And so then you would take it. Allergies, colds are the two things that come to mind that we have it, we get out of sync. What we can do is then take it and take the energy that mothers that and hold that and take it as we travel. We also, each person has a dominant energy that, like it or not, I may be much more of the processing energy. And so because I'm busy and refuse to stop, that is that energy. That's the processing. With that, I acknowledge that that is my dominant person. So there's no need to phone the doctor and say, I've got a sniffle. Because you don't have to. You can manage it yourself. Or looking at the people, the dominant energy gives you the total of how they...
You've taught this and you've used this with people. Talk about the response. What kind of response are you getting when you've taken this information? I know that, again, it's been life-changing for so many people. What kind of response are you getting as you teach Ayurveda?
Most people are very delighted. You want more. At that point, they have a choice. They're going to stay with just that bit of knowledge, or are they going to take it as a bait and go and get a doctor to add the knowledge? The one experience that I had in one of my classes is, and I still laugh at it, the doctors, the class I was teaching it as Vata Pitta Kapha, which are Sanskrit words. And the first person said, I can't understand these words. This is ridiculous. So I said, okay, we'll make it processing movement. And those are Canadian words, English words that people can understand. So at that point, I switched all the conversations, all the training into English words. And so they're there. If you have, but it doesn't really matter which movements you're taking, but if you have a headache or you have a sore throat, or it doesn't matter what it is, you can sit back and say, okay, I'm going to heal myself. And you can. You don't have to go to the doctor. You can sit and heal.
Yes.
That's the beauty.
And that's just remarkable. How challenging is it to merge the two cultures to heal someone successfully? I mentioned, Western culture and using the Sanskrit process from 5,000 years ago. How difficult is it to merge the two?
If you admit that there's a blend, it's not difficult at all. But most people will say, I want my doctor with my chemical pill. Then you start thinking, think twice. But by going the one route, you're admitting the difference. The one aspect is you can work with your body and feel just by putting pressure on your arm. And that that pressure tells you what your dominance is. And when you know that dominance, you can then say, okay, I know I'm busy. And admit that. And it's a way of learning more about your body. And then we don't have to worry at the doctors.
Yes. What is this meant for you? How has this impacted your life by practicing what you discovered 10 years ago or so?
Meant as in doing my health or healing others?
Well, yeah, let's start with the health. How do you apply this knowledge? How do you apply it to your health?
Once I acknowledged who I am, I said, okay, I have a dominant processing and in that part of my body. So it moves, feels around. It knows, I know what ailments are going to come. And other people will also get that dominant. And they will acknowledge what is there. And when you know it's there, you can then, if you're like me, you mutter, say, I don't really want to be that type of person. I'll change it. But that's not, doesn't suit your personality. You just say, okay, I'll just keep going. And, you know, the one thing is, if you admit to yourself that this is who you are, don't have to go to the doctor for the $100 pill. You can stay at the level. Cheaper level.
Yes.
Better level. And leave the doctors for those that are in need of what's going on.
Well, that's something we all strive for. And this is all in great detail in Gail's book, Ayurveda Demystified. It's AYURV, as in Victor, EDA, Demystified, the book available at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com. You'll find the information on their website, Gail's website, Living Holistically. That's WHOLISTICALLY.com, livingholistically.com. All this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and go directly to Gail's website, get information and her other books as well. I know you like to get us to the point where you bring balance and unity into our lives. How does Ayurveda work in that? Is that one of the instruments that we should use so we can bring that balance and unity that we all strive for into our lives?
Balance in our body brings the harmony through the entire body, whether it's our toes, big or thumb, it all brings balance. And that balance, we carry it. And when we carry the balance, we carry harmonious life. I was watching a TV show a couple of weeks ago that was taking the knowledge and the balance going back thousands of years, that were doing exactly the same thing, that they learned how to bring balance into their communities. And that is exactly what we need to do. We need that balance. We need that harmony.
Yes.
I mentioned the 5,000 years old science. That they go, they being researchers and scientists, far beyond, and do acknowledge that there's more stuff out there. And we can look at it and we can take it and say, okay, I'm going to take product A and take it over product B and put the two together. And that is, this is just a step to how we can get that balance. And once we get the balance going, we can then carbonize our body.
It's just the key to so much, and it's been such a fascinating conversation talking about something that's 5,000 years old, the evolution, how using this with Western practices, suddenly we really find that this is helpful. This is life-altering for many people. Ayurveda Demystified for Optimum Western Living. The book is available, again, wherever books are sold, Amazon, URLink Publishing, Gail's website, livingholistically.com. I'll spell that here in a minute. Her other books are also available at all of the locations, including her website, Inner Bridges, Opening Your Connection to Inner Peace and Harmony, Within and Beyond the Connection, Ancient Wisdoms, Exploring the Mysteries and Connections, and the book we talked about today, Ayurveda Demystified for Optimum Western Living. Gail's been on a number of programs, and we've talked about these books, and you'll find those at the archives if you go to thisweekinamerica.us, and you can listen to Gail talk about those other books as well, and we'll have Gail back on future programs. Gail, I always learn something when you're with us on the program. It's been fascinating talking about this, I'll call it science from 5,000 years that's brought up, and you really are enlightening us with it and helping us lead better and healthier lives. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Well, I'm glad to be here, and I hope to drop seeds of knowledge.
Yes, we'll learn something here today. So this is always good. Our guest on the program, Gail Redfern. The book is Ayurveda Demystified. And once again, Gail's website is Living Holistically. That's livingholistically.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to Gail's website. And Gail will be back with us on future programs. You're listening to This Week in America, and we continue on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.